Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Resh Samech Vav, if a person returns the lost object of a Gentile in order to make a Kiddush Hashem and show that the Jewish people are honest, Hare Zeh Meshubach, the person deserves to be praised. The Be'er Agola, at the beginning of Siman Shin Mem Chet Eds, the same applies when a Jew received extra money in error. Then he says, Va'ani kotev zot ledorot, I want to tell you something that should be passed down from generation to generation. I have seen many people become wealthy from other people's mistakes, but eventually those people lost that wealth. On the other hand, there have been so many who return the extra money that they received in error to sanctify the name of Hashem. And eventually, those people became wealthy and their money stayed with them and their children and grandchildren afterward. Making a Kiddush Hashem is so powerful. A businessman who we'll call Eli, who deals with many different lines of branded merchandise, told me that he got an order about 4 years ago from a customer in Algeria. The order was for 10,000 pieces of Samsonite luggage. The way it usually worked was that Eli didn't ship the goods until he received the full payment first. The check arrived. It was for $833,000. Eli deposited it and then called his customer from Algeria to let him know he received payment and to ask when to ship the goods. The customer did not answer his phone. Eli continued trying to contact him both by phone and email, but there was no response. Finally, almost 2 weeks later, Eli received a phone call from the owner of a large chain store saying he was waiting to receive that luggage from Eli's customer in Algeria, but unfortunately, that man passed away suddenly. The owner asked if he could buy the luggage straight from Eli for the price he was going to give that customer, which was, let's say, $900,000. Eli said no problem. He waited to receive that check, and he proceeded to ship the luggage. Now he had this extra $833,000 in his account that nobody knew about and no one would probably ever find out about. Eli did not want to keep it. He consulted with his rabbi, who quoted the Shulchan Aruch and said, this is a great opportunity to make Kiddush Hashem. And that's exactly what Eli wanted to do. Heroically, he called the wife of his customer in Algeria and told her that he had some money that belonged to her husband that he wanted to return. She thanked Eli for the news, and strangely, she asked if they could continue their conversation on Skype, because even though Eli called, she was being charged for the call. Eli gladly Skyped her, very happy now that he's a Jew. She saw him wearing a very large kippah. She said, oh, I see you're Jewish. He replied, yes, and I'm very happy to return this money to you. When she heard it was $833,000, she couldn't believe her ears. She thanked Eli profusely, and he ended up mailing her the check. About a week and a half later, a stretch limousine pulled up in front of Eli's office. A man came in and practically bowed down on the floor, kissing Eli's feet. Eli asked, what is this about? The man explained that he was from Dubai, and he's the first cousin of the lady who received that money, who he returned the money to. The man couldn't believe that Eli returned all that money. He said, you're an angel. And he said, I'm very wealthy, and I have a lot of wealthy friends in Dubai, and because of your honesty, I want to open up a whole new world of business for you in Dubai. And over the last 3 to 4 years, Eli has been making many multi-million dollar sales to these people in Dubai that he never met before. He has earned far more than that 833,000 that he returned. Recently, he received an order from one of those customers for $11 million. Eli received the check, he cashed it, and he called the customer to discuss the shipping. But this time he asked him a question. He said, "I hope you don't mind me asking. I'm just curious to know. You have never seen me before, and I live on the other side of the world. How can you just send me a check for $11 million, trusting that I'll send you the goods? I could just take the money and run." The man on the other line said, "Listen very carefully to what I'm about to tell you. You didn't take the money of a dead man. You're going to take the money of a live man?" Eli has the greatest reputation. There are dozens of Gentiles in Dubai singing the praises of the Jews for Eli's honesty. This is a real Kiddush Hashem, and Eli has gained both in this world and the next. Have a great day.